This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us. He is on the way back to the studio. He's returning from the Black Lives Matter demonstration at Planned Parenthood. We believe that black lives really do matter. We believe that black lives matter no matter what the age. But the protest was, they attempted to shut it down. They didn't shut it down. It's still going. But we had people from the Red Guard Austin, communist agitators, if you will. I know that's almost a cliche phrase, but if it fits, wear it. These people showed up, tried to shut down the protesters. When Alex came, they cut the microphone. They ran off. They damaged the microphone. So he was there talking to the police about what had happened. He is on his way back. That is the way they deal with you. They try to shut your free speech down. That is the characteristics that you see over and over again of the authoritarians. They don't want you to have informed consent. The same people who try to present themselves as pro-choice when it comes to abortion, they say, oh, I would want people to be able to make that decision for themselves. But they don't want you to have information about what is really going on. They don't want you to see the 4D pictures, ultrasound pictures of the baby in the womb. They don't want you to know the origins of Planned Parenthood. They don't want you to know about Margaret Sanger, darling of the Ku Klux Klan, Adolf Hitler, honored by him because she worked to eliminate groups that she considered to be inferior to the group that she belonged to. Yes, eugenics and genocide, those are at the heart of the master race mentality of Adolf Hitler. Genocide is the technique of removing one particular group. And I'm going over this because we just had a guy who was at the protest saying, when I talk to people I know and talk to them about eugenics, talk to them about Margaret Sanger, they've never heard of her. They don't understand what eugenics is. Eugenics essentially was, say, we're going to improve the human race. You, meaning EU, meaning good, and genetics, okay? It was something that was created by a relative of Charles Darwin. But the way that they say they're going to improve the human race is by eliminating or sterilizing people that they don't approve of. You know, Jews, blacks, whatever the group happens to be at the given time. There's always going to be a group. That's the way they keep themselves in power. Going after the foreigner. Going after the ones among us who look different in some way. That's the way they keep power. You know, when we talk about what is going on with Jade Helm, we talk about what's going on with the NSA and the surveillance state, we hear from them that you're just promoting fear. No, the people who are promoting fear are the ones who are promoting and creating the police surveillance state. Joining us now is Alex Jones, getting back from the rally and pulling up the microphone. It's been quite a day, Alex.
Okay. Building. But that was energizing, I tell you. And I'm sorry that some people don't like it, the fact that I love Jesus, but praise the Lord, fighting those demons and seeing those actual vampire ringwraiths and one that was actually possessed. He could get a job in like those Twilight shows or whatever as like a lower Renfield type.
Yeah.
Just flopping around and hissing at people. And we now have video. I don't know how much it went out live. They're like, hey, Satan, Satan, hell, Satan. And they weren't joking around, just like at the Capitol. I mean, we faced the gutter demons that would slither up to protect that black sacrificial altar that they've got right up the street from here.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about being a sacrificial altar. I think a lot of people don't realize that child sacrifice, which is rampant throughout the Middle East, it was Moloch, where people would pass their children through the fire, thinking that it was going to bring them prosperity. And that's precisely the way that many people have been deceived with this Planned Parenthood agenda. That's one of the things that they throw at people. They say, you can't afford to have a kid. It's going to cost you too much over the child's lifetime. So you need to sacrifice them to this.
And so they can then raise more taxes, give you a 200-square-foot coffin house. They want you to have less so they can siphon off more and control you. Sure, some of the stuff we do is wasteful. Some of the energy is bad. There's real problems. But their solutions always centralize power for them, and somebody loses, and then you get something. We're going to be back. I'm going to do one segment with you. You're welcome to keep going with other news if you want for the full-hour overdrive, David, or punch out. Stay with.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, riding shotgun with David Knight and Leanne McAdoo. Leanne seemed very, very excited whenever she was sending me text messages when I was driving back from the Black Lives Matter demonstration that was just going to be something to point out that the majority of black folks getting killed before they're born are totally innocent, and we know they're being killed, and we know it's part of a Margaret Sanger, Rockefeller, literal Nazi combine. I mean, that's the stuff of a Captain America novel. This stuff is all really going on. And we go out there, they attack us, they call us names, they tell us they love Satan, we find their Facebook page, and it is them promoting communism, and they say, no, they haven't, we're crazy. I mean, literal Decepticon weasels,
right,
that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, I've seen similar. This is what comes up from under the rocks when you go out and see how their attacks now draw attention to how the so-called left, the totalitarian left, is shutting down free speech everywhere. is going after our basic freedoms everywhere, and then claiming the moral high ground, saying we hate women and we hate black people. Certainly, we get that women having kids and not having access to birth control and things like that is a violation of their rights. And some folks on the really far right say don't even let them have that. I don't agree with that. But the people that said don't give them birth control 60 years ago said next it'll be abortion, then it'll be old people, then it'll be children. Now it is. So I see that argument on both sides. And women that have had abortions, I'm not judging you. I've told the story many times. I have to get it off my chest, you know, again here, that when I was young, you know, I had girlfriends and things, and they would tell me I'm getting an abortion. And a few times I'd say, well, no, we shouldn't do that. And then their parents would get involved or whatever, and then they'd get convinced that, you know, you don't want me to have a kid. And I just didn't fight hard enough when I was 16 years old and when I was 20 years old. And then I promised that I would never be part of it again if I, you know, obviously I was somewhat promiscuous, got a woman pregnant. And I live by that. And thank God, if I'd have known back then what I know now about children, I never would have been involved in that. So I'm not on some high horse. And a lot of people have had abortions. Well, they've been involved in it, and so they commit to it. That's how they corrupt you with any corruption. You get into it, now you start defending it. When you can see all of these case point examples, there was a fellow out there after we were off the air who came out, and I actually met him at a Broken Spoke event that Weldon Henson was playing at like a year ago, a listener, and he came out, and he said, in theory, you could say socialism or abortion is going to help people, but always in practice, it creates a nightmare. And that's absolutely true. We should say that more because it is true historically and show those examples. But it is energizing to see their handler, who was driving a black Jaguar, brand new black Jaguar, and they were all vampired out and dropping them off, picking them up, and to see them hissing and hating and being mean to old ladies and just vicious and giggling when we talk about dead kids and then looking at me, and we have it on tape. I don't know if it went out live, but we have it. She going, I am a Satanist and I love Satan. And it's just like spontaneously, not women in goth, because all goths aren't bad. Obviously, it's just a style. But not women in goth. Women that look like the lady next door that makes cookies spontaneously a few years ago at the Texas legislature when they were about to ban partial birth abortion began to go, hey, Satan, Satan, Satan. And it was all around these Christians, and they were just channeling the energy going, oh, Satan! Because you're talking about 56 million executed, chopped up children. At the bottom of this rabbit hole is the soul-sucking, energizing death. And the same look in those women's eyes of sticking their tongues out and going, getting off on the power of the death going on inside that building. It was incredible. And so we just experienced that. So here it is. Pro-abortionists admit they love Satan and Stalin. Okay?
Yeah.
You've got that. Communist group, because we confirm, you say, well, you've seen the Facebook, it's them. And we hope you have screenshots and everything now.
Oh, yeah.
Communist group attacks Black Lives Matter abortion demonstration. There's their Red Guard Facebook. I guess that was the guy I saw marching and already have footage downtown myself.
Yeah. Well,
these are busy beavers.
The guard, the bearded guy.
Our info warriors are busy taking over their Facebook page. So they've commandeered the Facebook page, leaving all sorts of comments and everything.
By the way, that Red Guard, I ran to them in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That Red Guard.
They're all over the place.
Oh, that was the girl that was out there, isn't it?
Yes.
That's him.
Yes.
Look at that guy. Donate to end capitalism.
Yeah.
And he's got the American flag upside down and that written across.
By the way, they were being dropped off and stuff in a brand new Jaguar.
Wow.
Probably cost twice what my Dodge car does. They're like, look at you, capitalist.
Look at
that. Yeah, the
dollars.
Red Guards who pledged their allegiance.
That's her.
To Mao. Yeah.
That's one of the ones that they questioned but didn't arrest. Oh, that's a whole other issue.
Hammer and sickle, and there's the Black Lives Matter sign.
Well, here's the thing, is that they're
that
on their page, a lot of people are saying, Alex, we're so angry at you. How dare you use the Black Lives Matter movement to push a pro-life agenda? Meanwhile, they're using the Black Lives Matter movement to push a communist agenda.
And race war.
Yeah.
The communists want to have a violent overthrow. That's why George Soros is funding it. The communists won't actually get power, though. They'll be double-crossed in the end.
I mean, it's great.
And the Austin police could have arrested them. They spent, like, 45 minutes talking to them and talking to other people out there.
Well, the damage is your property.
I mean, they broke microphones. There's video of them helping the guy climb a fence to get away who did the majority of the assault. And the cop looked at it. Now, fairness to the police, he said, no, something is going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Something is going to be done, just not today.
Well,
and I've got his name right here. I mean,
he probably knows who.
My God, I've been arrested for bullhorning. I've been arrested for peacefully demonstrating by the DPS at the DPS offices. They better arrest these people. I mean, they were laughing and giggling, and I mean, it was just sickening.
You could see
Guillermo Salinas, badge number 4733, senior police officer, and then they had a Sergeant Tate, I think. Man, a big black guy. I shook his hand. It was like his hand was like rebar steel. That cop. I was just like, oh my God, this guy's got the hardest hands I've ever touched. It was like literal shaking Optimus Prime's hand. He was like, Mr. Jones, hope you have a nice day. So the cops were nice, but still, they should have arrested them. Any other? Why do you think they didn't arrest them?
I'm not sure. Maybe they want to get him on bigger charges based on what their group's up.
Well, yeah, when they saw the footage of them helping him run and all that, they were like, and then they went. I don't know what's going to happen, but it was amazing.
Well, the thing I think that's important, Alex, is, first of all, what we saw before you even went out there. What made you mad, the reason you went out there, was because they show up, they have nothing to say.
Right.
They simply want to shut down your speech. Mm-hmm. They're all about censorship.
They're commies. They're going
to show up, they grab your microphone and try to destroy your microphone because they just want to shut people up. They have nothing to say except the tired old stereotypes of racism, sexism, and what they're doing is they're discrediting real charges of racism by continually misusing that, crying wolf about it.
That's right. Leanne, your observations. I've been ranting.
Well, why do they want to turn the United States into China? You know, is that their ideal?
I mean, my God, it's total totalitarianism. These people.
They want forced abortion.
Listen, when I first got there, like, these people are vampire wannabes. And then the Satan, we love Satan, and then a guy who have transparent, my dad calls them, see in the dark or glow in the dark people.
Right.
Because I've learned real Satanists, or if they're not, they're being influenced by it and don't know it. That archetype, whatever, is he had glowing, like green translucent skin. You know, like he'd never been out in the sun.
Yeah.
He was just like,
he was.
Just trying to, like a zombie, trying to protect the death base.
Yeah. Which is really strange. When you would go over and try to engage them, they would say nothing.
Right.
Okay. Is Rob Dew out there? Can we get a feed of him? Or I just see Rob Dew giant on the screen over there. Like we're Lilliputians or Lilliputties or whatever you call them.
I don't care either. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can't go around killing babies and saying it's for women's health. Because killing babies is not for women's health. There's a lot of other adverse reactions that could happen when women do get abortions. So look into all that for yourself. Check out blackgenocide.org. Check out Infowars.com. And hashtag Black Lives Matter, because we think that all lives matter, but especially Black Lives Matter.
They're really scared of this.
And they are the ones who are getting the full brunt of this abortion industry.
Dude must be a lot of fear. Okay, thank you, dude.
Yeah, I think it's shooting a report, but...
Anyways, if these spread and we take over their Black Lives Matter thing that's meant to actually cause a race war,
mm-hmm.
So Obama can then be the savior, you know, riding in on the white horse, if we hijack it, it can really save a lot of lives.
I feel really bad for them. I mean,
they want to start a race war, and we could stop a race war if we get people to understand what Planned Parenthood is about. In other words, they're using Black Lives Matter.
Planned Parenthood's the real race war.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, 56 million people and 17 million of them are black. I mean,
yes.
The Klan didn't kill a million black people.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, that's what, well, I guess they did. They helped set up Planned Parenthood. I guess they did. Hell.
So
well, that's the headline. Klan killed 16 million blacks. Left defends it.
So Soros is trying to start a race war. We're trying to expose that one has been going on for 40 years by the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. She was very clear about it.
You know, I finally decided if the guy shoved me and pinched me and hit on me one more time, that zombie guy, I was gonna punch him in the jaw full power. And right at that moment, Jakari just jumps in front of him and lets him run into him. I'm proud of Jakari, but I tell you, I was just asking. I didn't want them to win because then they'd have claimed that I hit him. Of course, he'd have been hurt. The cops will take to jail whoever hurt somebody. I wanted to punch that vampire so bad.
Well, there's also
I just know that jaw would have.
There's also that really big guy that you talk to, and he says, "Yep, we're not gonna be goaded into doing that. We're going to not take the bait that they're trying to offer us. We're going to just." Stand them down. That's what he did as well.
Yeah, and that guy was probably like 240 pounds of solid muscle.
Yeah. He was much bigger than those guys. And
well,
he
all those
trained.
Really tough guys over into like not getting in fights, so they have to control him. Like Joe Rogan, when people attack him, which is not that
or
big
Chuck
a guy.
Morris or whatever. Or,
yeah, they just slam him into the wall, throw him on the ground.
Yeah.
On Fear Factor, repeatedly Joe would get attacked, and he just direct him into the wall or into the ground. Me, I don't know how to do all that. I just knock people upside the head.
I know you were like, come on, bump into me one more time. I was like, no, please, don't bump into him.
But then he did it a couple more times, and but the last thing, I just couldn't. But I saw him smiling like he was going to get what he wanted. I went, oh, I'm just, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's their whole thing, just anarchic.
It felt good, though.
Yeah.
I'm not into violence, but vampires, I mean, it would just be so satisfying.
Alex Jones, a vampire slayer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, well, he this is a demon. I mean, yeah. A literal demon. You guys want to come back and do one more segment and put bookends on this?
Sure, we can do that.
We'll get all these videos and articles up. Great job, everybody. I'm going to go do some accounting work and try to get the TV network system washed. But we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Thanks for all your support. When we come back, we got plugs, too.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to put some bookends on what happened today. It's been an amazing live broadcast. Before I do, because it was of everything that was going on with this live broadcast, we did very few commercials. We skipped some commercial breaks, studio breaks. There are 72 hours left on the summer sale of the new Super Male, Super Female Vitality. You can get 20% off for just 72 hours more. Again, read the reviews. We have hundreds of five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get Super Male and Super Female Vitality for 20% off for just another 72 hours. And, of course, that supports our operation, helps to get free speech out there. And this is what this is all about, isn't it, Leanne? This is about the reason Alex left the studio and went down to the demonstration was because these people from Red Guard Austin showed up not to exercise their free speech, not to say what they believe, but to shut down the free speech of others, literally taking black tarps and holding them up over people's signs. And they would not speak except to say once or twice it's racism, it's feminist, anti-woman, all this kind of stuff. But these are the people who are, you were telling me on Facebook, they say, come learn about Stalin.
Right. They hold a weekly meetings, and one of the weekly meetings, there's a picture of it there. It says, come to the meeting this week and learn about our young comrade Stalin. So they're wanting to teach people about the young Stalin and the young Mao.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Free mass murder.
It's not surprising that the people who are holding up as idols, people like Stalin, people like Mao, who have created massive democides, killing millions, tens of millions of people mm-hmm. in the 20th century, that they would also show up at Planned Parenthood in support of the genocide going on against black people. That was the purpose of creating that organization. The founder, Margaret right. Sanger, specifically set it up for a black genocide. There's many quotes about her saying that.
Right.
That's what we're trying to educate people about. We want people to come learn about Margaret Sanger. Come learn about Planned Parenthood. And at the same time, learn about Stalin. Learn about Mao. Understand the democide that was going on and continues to go on in places like China where they have a one-child policy and forced abortions.
Exactly. It's kind of divine intervention that it was that particular group that decided to show up, because now we can, right in your face, we can expose how these Soros-led groups are infiltrating the Black Lives Matter movement. They're on their Facebook page. Their supporters are yelling back and forth with our supporters, who, by the way, Info Warriors dominate their Facebook page. but they're going back and forth saying, how dare you use the Black Lives Matter movement to push your pro-life agenda?
Yeah.
But they're using it to push a communist agenda. Like, how does that even work?
Yeah. If Black Lives Matter, why wouldn't they really matter at a young age?
Right.
Of course, it is all based on lies. They don't try to argue with anybody. They simply want you to come to their meetings so you will hear only one side of their narrative, their false narrative right. about Stalin that is just as false as the narrative that we're hearing from the GOP, from Marco Rubio and Peter King, when they flat out deny that the NSA is collecting your information. They are lying to you. That's one of the techniques. You know, of course, they want to try to shut people down with censorship. But, of course, the other thing is to not debate the issue, but just to repeat emphatically an obvious lie. That's what we see from the government all the time. We see it from the GOP as well as from the Democrats, especially from these communists at the Red Guard Austin.
And what are they telling people? That it's going to be better when the USA becomes Cuba? Or
looks like our fans just hijacked their Facebook.
Yeah, oh, that's what they're saying.
That's what Leanne was saying. As you can see there on the screen, it's our fans
putting
up commercials about how to go to the InfoWars store and buy stuff.
Like, here's Margaret Sanger. Here's what
right.
who the Red Guards really were.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's what they support.
They don't want to show up and have that discussion when we put the microphone in their face at the demonstration. They would not talk about that because they want to put forth their false narrative in a venue where nobody is going to challenge them about that. And, of course, we need to understand the nexus of the surveillance state, of censorship, of genocide. All these things come together. They're always pushed by the same people, just as we see the so-called pro-choice legislators who are pushing informed consent being banned from people, forcing you to take vaccine mm-hmm. without your consent, without any information about what's in it. That's the kind of authoritarian mindset that we see, and that's what whistleblowers like William Binney have pointed out. Peter King and Marco Rubio, you need to listen to William Binney. He's been there. He was the head, the global head of the technology side of the NSA. He said, I watched the authoritarian police states in East Germany and the Soviet Union, and we have become that.
Mm.
It's not even a question. Peter King says, we're just spreading fear. You know who's spreading fear? The people who are selling this authoritarian police state are the ones who justify it by spreading fear. They tell you, give up your liberties for security.
Useful idiots.
That's right. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News. Leanne is going to be hosting, and we're going to have some updates on what happened. We'll encapsulate that and show you the
clips. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Of the resistance. You're listening. Crank it up. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
If you just joined us at Infowars.com/show, of Jakari Jackson and about 35 to 40 pro-lifers out there exposing that Planned Parenthood was founded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, helped create the Hitler movement, We have the photos of Margaret Sanger addressing the Ku Klux Klan. I'm sick of the so-called left, these fascists, these anti-human people claiming that they're liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. You're not. You are a fraud. And so I'm watching the feed during the break, and I go, look, those are people with black signs blocking the families out there with their signs against abortion and the fact that half the black people in the country are exterminated, and they come with big black tarps. Guaranteed they're going to say they're anarchists, but then they'll tell you they love Lenin. I haven't even talked to them yet. And then they go and try to cover the signs up so no one can. And these aren't signs, pictures of dead babies, by the way, and that's your First Amendment. These are signs that simply show Margaret Sanger with the Ku Klux Klan and her quotes from the university archives. And these people have black tarps putting them up in front so that the passing cars can't see it. This is how dumb the followers of Soros are, is that they think it makes them look good to be trying to censor when we're talking to 3 million people right now on the radio, over 170 AM and FM affiliates, 5 million views every few days on YouTube, live feeds with about 200,000 people, last time I checked, watching our live video feed. You're not stopping anything. And by the way, this is about 10 minutes from where I'm at. I'm tempted to have David Knight come in here and take over. I think that's David Knight's wife out there. That is David Knight's wife with them trying to block her. Either David Knight's going to have to go down there, or I'm going to have to get him in here, and I'm going to have to go down there. Because, and by the way, we need to push it with these people. They don't have a right to get in people's faces and block their signs. That violates the First Amendment, and the police need to be called down there to stop them. We are peacefully down there simply engaging in the First Amendment, and these little monsters are there doing this. I'm going to get back to the NSA and the rest of it, but I'm telling you, these anarchists, these look-like anarchists, you know, trust fund kids who then run around and act like they're pirates all day, I'm going to guess they're going to say they're anarchists, but if you ask their political views, it'll be Marxist-Leninist. I don't know, but as soon as I saw them on the scene, I said during the break, I said, they're going to block signs. That's operatives right there. And boom, sure enough, that's what they're doing. So I've seen this before. I've had anarchists in New York, anarchists in Austin, anarchists in, that just means George Soros funded, groups in Denver who punch me in the back, you name it, do all sorts of stuff. And I'm just sick of them. I mean, we're out there exposing that they're targeting blacks for extermination. I mean, look at them. Trying to block signs. Okay, we're going to go to Jakari Jackson, and then I want him to march up to these guys. I see Josh Owens out there. And I want to ask these punks what they think they're doing violating the First Amendment. I mean, look at this guy. Look at this little guy right here. I mean, you talk about scum of the earth if you're watching us on TV. And look at him trying to block David Knight's wife. Let's call David Knight in here right now, too. Let's get him a seat in here. I haven't seen him this morning, but I'm sure he's in his office working on something to see what he thinks of this. This is surreal. Now, let's go ahead and go to Jakari Jackson in a live feed. I mean, look at how pathetic and desperate these drag rats are with their pants hanging down around their butts. Because, see, oh, that's their tip to the, you know, the whole ghetto culture. But then, meanwhile, they're upset that we don't want black people to be chopped up. I mean, look at these rodents. I mean, you talk about true rodent-like creatures. And I'm sorry, folks, this is what they are. They just look like human rats. Let's go ahead now, these white rats. Let's go ahead now and, I mean, just look at how weak they are. Jakari Jackson, what do you make of this?
Jakari Jackson reporting live, Austin, Texas, and from the Planned Parenthood. I believe this is 201 East Ben White Boulevard, and I want you guys to follow me over here. We have about 25 or so peaceful demonstrators behind me, but now we have these guys running around their black tarps. I'm going to see if I can get a word. Hey, excuse me, gentlemen, what brings you out here today?
Well, ask who they work for. Get in his face.
Hey, excuse me. What brings you guys out here today?
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive. You guys are covering everybody's signs.
That's how they operate.
Traffic.
Yeah.
So as you can see, this gentleman is trying to post up his sign.
The leader's the little...
him, and they're saying that I'm being aggressive for trying to ask them a question.
The leader's the little rat one. That's the one on the phone.
Hey, you're being aggressive to that guy. Hey, keep your hands up.
Yeah, the police need to get out there.
Aggressive. Don't be aggressive to him. So what brings you guys out here today?
They want to stop the First Amendment.
Organization? All right, as you can see, they are clearly harassing this gentleman, and they're saying that we're being aggressive for coming out here and signing.
They're trying to block him with his sign.
Yeah, let the guy stand with
they
the
want to make sure those women get
let's
in there.
This gentleman, let's see if this evil sign says, abortion is child murder. Okay.
That's all it is.
The guy was just trying to tell people the truth. Thank you, sir, for coming
out
here.
No dead babies, no nothing.
What do you think about this agitation that's going on out here?
It's just, I mean, come on. They're being told to do it by somebody.
Okay. Really sir, thank you for coming out. All right, so you saw it right there, Alex. We'll move on back down. Now they're agitating this lovely lady down here, trying to block her sign.
We need all patriots that are listening to get down there now and to join us in the First Amendment against these rodents. I mean, just look at how slimy these guys are.
I think it's not fair at all because as an American, I have the right to express my opinion, as do they. And if they want to give some signs and express their opinion, they're more than happy to be out here.
Totalitarian turds.
But to try and block my right as an American for free speech and to express my opinion to people is just not right.
That's right.
And fair.
Thank you, miss. Did you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm with her. I mean, I just, you know, I have a right to express my viewpoints. And
hey, look, I'm sorry. Look, they're attacking this guy. They're up here throwing their tarp on the gentleman.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. They want to get the cops called, and then they're going to blame us. We need to go ahead and have somebody call it in. We got video of all of it. Then they put one cop there. There should be a cop there anyways. Then that will stop their activity.
APD's here right now.
Good.
APD's here.
Well, you tell them you've got the footage and shut down those totalitarian pieces of crap.
Well, don't stop now. The cops just got here. Keep doing whatever you're doing.
Oh, look at him. They're actually jumping on him right there. And you were never getting your watch face.
See, now that APD
yeah, we're
going to
go ahead and turn David Knight's mic on.
Now they're
going to
leave.
David Knight is in studio. David Knight, what do you make watching him harass your wife?
If they think they're going to stop her, Alex, they don't know my wife. You could see her. She was going below their sign, above their sign. It was kind of funny, actually. But, you know, I think what that lady said was exactly right. If they've got a different point of view, put their point of view on the sign. Put it out there. You have different views out there. But the mindset of the left or the authoritarians or the anarchists.
I call them the left, too.
Yeah.
They are totalitarian scum.
Yes.
They're trying to shut down our freedoms. I'm sick of them.
They don't want to debate. They don't want to come out there with their sign. Against what we're putting up there. They want to silence other people. That's the whole point.
That's right.
They have black signs.
Sakari, what's happening now?
So the officer just arrived on scene.
He assaulted me.
He's just, it looks like he's just provocateur, to be very honest with you. But yeah. I think he's for the cause. He's just an agitator. You look like an agitated vet. That's what it looks like. Just talk to him.
Who's that guy? Is he a pro-lifer or is he with them?
There was a dude in a wheelchair over there that was claiming that y'all were blocking the sidewalk. And I was like, no, they're not blocking the sidewalk. If you ask them to move, they will move.
I told you, that's what they're there. They're there blaming us for stuff.
That same dude assaulted me with his wheelchair after some...
Here come these guys again.
...person squirted holy water out of a palm olive bottle at me.
This just happened?
It just happened over here. That's why I turned my phone over. I was like, let me see what's going on over here. I actually came down here. I was on my way to my friend's house. I was explaining to somebody over there. I went to school right up the street up here. I went to school right up the street up here on the corner of 35 and Old Torf.
We got
to
end this in a minute.
At Travis High School, where they actually had Planned Parenthood consultants in my high school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And this is right up the street. I'm from the South Side. So the South Side, just for y'all that don't know about Austin, is a different city than the whole city. The South Side, once you cross that river,
I've lived on the South Side my whole life.
So tell us what happened when they came to your school.
But it's not when they came to my school, they had established counselors there. Obviously that school was a minority school, mainly black and brown. So it was They had basically a
counselor. Corey, ask him if he's aware of the history of Planned Parenthood, and we got to move on.
There's an actual clinic in there, but they had the counselors.
All right, so well, we got to keep moving, but let me ask you, are you aware of the history of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger?
Of course I'm aware of it. I've been knowing, I've been trying to contact Alex Jones for years. I'm actually on a video with for years. So I know about this whole situation and all that. I just recently reached out to Rob Duke.
Okay.
And was trying to explain to him. This all ties into what's going on with the race relations. There's a bigger underlying issue that's going on that a lot of people in America are not aware of, and it's religious and spiritual in nature.
All right, we'll talk to him more later, Jakari. Okay, yeah. We got to move around and show the agitators.
Well,
thank you.
We'll talk to you a little bit later. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, now that little rat seems to be the main leader who was telling the other rats what to do. he knows how to walk and chew gum. The others don't do that.
Alex, these guys are out here blocking people, and now we have somebody else trying to block them. Pete, what do you think about this, man?
Their boards don't say nothing. I thought we were here to defend babies. That's why we came here. If you're going to pick a moral high ground to be on, then why not defend the kids? I don't know why they're saying that that killing kids it's all right. It's not all right. That's why we came out here to stand for the kids. Because if they ain't got nobody to defend them,
that's right,
then God ain't going to protect us. And that's why we out here.
Thanks, Pete. All right. All right, now you can see these guys. They're still out here trying to block up people's signs.
Look at this rat. Ask this rat.
Excuse me, sir. What brought you out here today?
Communist and socialist.
Sir, what brought you out here today?
Don't threaten me.
He doesn't say anything.
Threatened him, he doesn't want to talk.
He just said somebody threatened him. We have video. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody threatened him. Anyway, we'll keep moving.
Jakari, let's continue to show these rat creatures. Again, for folks that just joined us, we're covering Planned Parenthood, a literal proto-Nazi organization that's exterminated half the blacks plus since Roe v. Wade in this country. Now about 50 people, it looks like, are out there, and there's three or four of these pit of hell creatures that have crawled out of some gutter.
Hey, excuse me, miss, what brought you out here today?
InfoWars is anti-black. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And they're hiding behind Black Lives Matter. This is not a Black Lives Matter protest. This is anti-black.
Okay.
Anti-black.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been out in Ferguson, Missouri, and tear gas with people who were standing up for their first.
She just called it racist.
I'm against people burning down black communities. I'm against police brutality to all races of people,
and you're
not
racist.
Just black people. But I guess that's supposedly somehow anti-black.
Well, let's talk more to her. Get her name. Just tell her not to cuss.
For sure.
Delay that.
Lady, indeed.
Okay, so all she said was, we're racist.
Back up. Back up.
And that's the end.
Touch me again.
All right, we have to cut the audio from the speed for a minute while the delay builds back up. So let's cut the audio because these people's trash mouth. So talk about mindless and dumb. These people can barely talk.
Yeah.
There's now five white people out there telling us we're racist because we don't want to exterminate the blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, again, brown paper bags are racist. Any type of Halloween party or costume party where you're a cowboy, a geisha girl, an African villager, whatever it is, it's all racist. But actually killing black people is chopping them up is, I mean, look how dumb that woman is. Look at the look on her face. Get a shot of her face. Look at her. Showing her teeth. I mean, I think I need to go down there. Look at that piranha-like creature.
And they don't have anything on those signs. Those are just blank as well, aren't they? Did she put something on her sign?
No, she's just there. She's with them. They're just there to block the, again, we're having a Black Lives Matter event, and they're starting around the country. We didn't even know the Reverend Childress was already doing it before we were, pointing out that focusing on cops shooting a few black people in the back is a diversion by the globalists from their larger plan, doubling black unemployment, exterminating blacks, bringing in third world populations to displace. This is all part of divide and conquer. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows every major white supremacist site hates me. Everyone knows that I am enemy number one because I'm bringing people together against the globalists. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have worked hard from behind the scenes to make sure that the Nazi leadership tries to take control of that movement so that it can then be demonized and stop and not have a big tent. We're here to bring everybody together. And so now the police are out there because these rodentia are, I mean, look at this guy with his butt hanging out. And then he's got his girlfriend or whoever she is out there, literally just like a piranha that hates our guts, that I'm anti-woman.
Well, the uncomfortable truth is that their founder, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, has had numerous quotes about how this is about eugenics. And one of them that's on one of the signs out there says that what she said about the inferior races is that they have a choice, segregation or sterilization. They have a.
So we're exposing the goddess of the Ku Klux Klan,
yeah.
And so we're bad. And it's 201 East Ben White. Plenty of parking, South Austin. Get over there in the face of these people that want to destroy the First Amendment.
They want to black out the truth. They don't want to have a discussion of this. They want to hide those quotes from Margaret Sanger. They want to hide what they're about. That's why they get out there with black signs and try to put them in front of other people's signs.
But, I mean, this woman couldn't even, she just said he hates women, he hates blacks. F. Alex Jones, that's why we had to delay it out for radio stations out there and had to cut the feed because they were cussing so much. Because after a while, the delay doesn't work. We have to let it build back up for like a minute. I mean, this is insane what's going on. In Austin, Texas, we're simply there exposing that the globalists could care less about anybody, and blacks were the beta test. This is coming down on everybody.
Yes.
And so I'm so sick of the left saying, you pay for the black babies, you pay for the welfare. They're the ones that put them on welfare and did all this to dehumanize them, to make them domesticated, and then they say, now let's kill them. It's like, kill the old people with the death panels, and don't give the veterans care. You know, we don't have enough money. Once they collectivize things, then they get everybody used to basically cutting off the weakest. No, we build economies around quality, around innovation, and around taking care of our least. That's how this works. That's how you build an economy.
They're losing the argument.
We're going to skip this break. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
Yeah. They're losing the argument, so they want to shut down speech. They know they can't win this argument. And so that's a perfect visual metaphor for what this group is about.
And every day, exactly.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Somebody was considering coming to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion, what would you say to them?
Well, we would talk to them and just show them their options. We would ask them, you know, what they know about abortion and make sure that they know what abortion looks like, you know, what that is. There's a pamphlet that's put out by actually the state of Texas called Women's Right to Know. And we just want to make sure that they know that they have options, right? And
tell her to get us her website.
Our choice is that they choose life.
Right.
But we just ultimately, we want to take care. We are all about protecting Texas women.
Great. And where can people get in touch with you? What's your website?
Our website is chicanprc.org. And we are at the corner of 12th and Chicanprc. So they can come by and see
us. Right, thank you, ma'am.
We're there every day, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 3, and every other Saturday.
All right, thank you so much, miss.
Thank you.
I see more Info Warriors are now showing up, and the rodents are trying to block it.
I was just going to say that that's action right there. People come out here, they tell you how you can have other options opposed to just going and getting an abortion. So, yeah, we have plenty of people out here now. We got people down here. You got some of the more controversial elements up there with the colorful language. But it's a good mix out here.
What I'd say about 90% of the people, of the 50 folks or so that are out there, what about 90% are pro-life, pro-free speech? Shikari, is that accurate?
Yeah, I'd say that. The majority of people are.
The Austin American Statesman will claim that it was 90% pro-death. Watch.
You know, Alex, I want to say something about this guy talking about trying to move this away to the global area. We have to start understanding that we're going to solve the problems of this world when we take action on an individual basis.
Well, he was
at the local level.
Well, he was projecting.
Yeah.
He said, I tried to get a hold of InfoWars, so he's mad, probably wants a job or something. I'm not mad at him. We're out there taking action with Jakari and the rest of the crew. We're out there getting good people out there, people that are trying to save. You notice their website is not trying to save black babies. It's white people, evil white people. Your daughter is Chinese adopted. You maybe can share that sometimes, the hellish condition she was in. They're killing Chinese girls. That's because you're racist, why you save a Chinese girl. Truth is we just love life, and we're sick of mental midgets trying to one-up us by saying we're racist like that's their ace card. It's a joke. We're here trying to empower humanity. I mean, look at that probably 20-year-old girl brainwashing radical feminism. InfoWars is anti-woman. Look at her trying to block people's signs, but she won't even explain how I'm anti-woman. I'm pro-human. That means pro-woman, pro-man, pro-black, pro-white, pro-Hispanic, pro-Asian, pro-human. The globalists are anti-human. And it's so sick to see this. Jakari Jackson.
I'm talking to a gentleman. He was just expressing to us how he heard some of the F-bombs. I guess he was listening on the radio, so I told him we had to move a little further from that action. But, sir, what do you think about the scene so far?
Well, I run a roofing company. I notice these guys have some tar paper over here. You think they need jobs?
I don't know. I'm not sure what brought them.
I guarantee you they're trust fund punks.
Miss, that's a young lady over here. Did you have something that you'd like to say? Oh, okay. Well, she is with the group with the tar paper.
They look like total zombies.
I know. They're dressed in
black. Sir, did you have anything that you'd like to
black
have?
Black signs.
All those that hate me love death.
This is a good cause, and I'm honored to be out here and be a part of it. And I think Alex is doing good work, and making it happen, or contributing to making
it
happen.
Tell him I'm thinking he's making it happen.
To making it happen.
Thank you, sir. And Alex says he thanks you.
You do.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're making it happen.
Thank you.
Watch, frankly, I don't think I should even go down there.
Remember when they were in the state capitol and they had the Hail Satan chants?
Oh, yeah, we caught that on video where they just had people trying to ban partial birth abortion. So all these women spontaneously showed up with demon faces going, hey, no second. I forgot that.
I don't even like to call it partial birth abortion. I think Rand Paul got it exactly right. Will you kill a 7-pound baby? That's what it's about. So it was the bill to stop people from killing 7-pound babies.
And it hurts our conscience and gets us upset that we don't want to kill 7-pound babies. And people act like there's something wrong with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're out there supporting a woman who was worshipped by Adolf Hitler. What is your people's problems? And they call us racist. I mean, this is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Chicago Jack.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.